أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كما إن أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 45 and 46 of Surah Al-Kahf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala here presents another parable, that of real life, of the real happenings around us in the universe. Allah Ta'ala says to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, present for them the example of the life of the dunya, the life of the world. What is this life of the dunya? What is the life of this world? Every life, we all begin this life and there is an end to this life. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, kama in, it is like water, anzalnahu minas sama, that which we send down from above, in other words, from the clouds, fakhtalata bihi nabatul ardh, and the vegetations of the earth mingle with it. In other words, the waters come down, the seeds have been sowed, and now all of that mixes, and then obviously we have lush crops that will come, lush vegetations that will come, trees will once again become green and full of fruit, and all of that happens. Now within the cycle of a period of a short time, فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الذِّيَاعُ, then it will become straw, it will become bits that will fly, because now the rain season comes to an end and everything once again gets dry, especially the crops, they will be harvested, and now whatever is left is straw, whatever is left is the bits and pieces and the debris that are left onto this earth. تَذْرُوهُ الذِّيَاحُ, and Allah Ta'ala says that the wind will blow it. That is life. That is the actual essence of life, that Allah puts ruh into that life, like how Allah sends water from the skies, from above, from the clouds. And then there is a time when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will switch life off by just removing that ruh from a person, and now Allah gives us this reality that each one of us needs to know, that like we came into this dunya, just as we came, we will have to leave. That this is part of the journey is to the akhirah, and hence that life of ours will be switched off. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Qadir. Allah has power over all things, and our life also is in the power of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We don't have any power over our own lives. Al-malu wal-banuna zinatul hayati dunya. Now Allah is elucidating, Allah is commenting, and Allah is bringing the reality of this life of this world. That when that water came and everything became lush, like that we come into this dunya, two things Allah Ta'ala gives us amongst others. One is maal, Allah Ta'ala gives us wealth. Wal banoon, Allah gives us offspring. Allah gives us children. And Allah says, zinatul hayati dunya, that these are the adornments of the life of this world. They are mere adornments, and adornment is there, but it is not the reality. A woman will put on jewelry, But that jewelry is not the woman, it is not part of that woman, it is something that has been placed there, it is something that will be taken out. Like that, all of this that Allah has given us by way of wealth, by way of children, is not part of us. We will have to depart from all of that, and it may depart from us. That is all the realities of life. Now Allah says, وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ. What is really part of us? What is that which will remain for with us all the time? الْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ. That which is ever living, that which is continuous with us, is as-salihat, and that is our righteous deeds. What is this baqiyat as-salihat? We find in the Mubarak hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once explaining it very simply. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallahu, wallahu akbar. This is baqiyat as-salihat. That this will take us, this will remain with us. We will go through to the qabr, and then we will be resurrected, and this is what will remain. This is what will be in our book of deeds. This is what will be on the scales of justice. This is what will remain with us forever. In another hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that person that recites this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will cure that person of 99 diseases. And the lowest of the 99 diseases, or the simplest of it all, is that of depression, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remove. However, ulama have stated that it is the 5 times salat, that is also baqiyatu salihat. Others have stated every obligation of the deen. Then we find one mubarak hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-baqiyatu salihat are the daughters that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us. Our mother Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates from our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I saw, in other words, Allah opened a particular reality to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person, Allah ta'ala had judged that that person will go to Jahannam, and these daughters of his come and they begin to present a case to Allah that this man looked after us in this world. He saw to all our needs, he made us comfortable. Now, oh Allah, you cannot put him into the fire of Jahannam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts the intercession. وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا. That is best by your Rabb insofar as thawab, insofar as reward is concerned. وَخَيْرٌ عَمَلًا. And it is the best insofar as amal is concerned, with the alif, with the hamza. Amal means expectation, that whatever our expectations are, the best of all expectations is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.